Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, I once again welcome you all to our Bhakti Sambhajipa conference call. Please accept my humble obeisances. So today we will be having the Srimad Bhagavatam class, which will be given by His Grace Amok Leela Prabhuji on Bhagavatam Canto 5, 18th chapter and text 26. Before going to Prabhuji, I will hand over the call to Shureshwar Shyam Prabhuji for a brief introduction about Amok Leela Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Shureshwar Shyam Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining the call and thank you for your services. Hare Krishna, please take over the call, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Yeah, here is a short introduction for Amok Leela Prabhuji. His Grace Amok Leela Prabhuji is a disciple of His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and he is presently serving as the Vice President of Dwaraka Desh Temple at Dwaraka. He was a boy with outstanding talents from childhood. As a child, he was very quiet, but internally, his spiritual desire to thank God went on increasing. Finally, after 12th standard, he left home in search for his spiritual answers. He met many religious organizations, but it was only ISKCON that could quench his spiritual thirst. He stayed in ISKCON Delhi for 3 months and later went back with his parents' insistence to complete his engineering and work in HCL company for 6 years. It was finally in 2010 that he became a full-time brahmachari. He and his team during these testing times of COVID-19 are doing commendable job serving nutritious prasadam under the Food for Life campaign to the much needed 2 lakh people in New Delhi. He has the art of combining heavy philosophy with the just right portion of anecdotes, one-liners, humor to leave the audience spellbound and inspire them to embrace this path of bhakti. He has helped thousands of kids from getting free from the clutches of addiction and depression. He is a life coach of many and his lectures on stress problems, art of parenting do not need any introductions. His lectures both in English and Hindi have their own flavor and thus able to target a larger audience. We are all very grateful to have him as our speaker on Bhakti Sangha and already. Yeah, thank you very much, Mataji. A short introduction for Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Shreshwar Shyam Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that wonderful introduction. And Hare Krishna, Amok Leela Prabhuji. I welcome you to the Bhakti Sangha Java conference call on the behalf of all devotees and all glories to your services, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. So today we will be having the Bhagavatam class with you on Canto 5, Chapter 18 and Text 26. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Madhi, do we do Jai Radha Madhava? No. What do we do?
Yes, Prabhuji. We want to hear. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Okay. Okay. Then maybe I can sing some other song. Good. So this is a very beautiful song, Mamana Mandire. Beautiful song written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I'll just sing that song. Okay. Yes. So I'll just read the translation first. Let me share the screen just in case somebody else wants to. So here is a beautiful song by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the translation goes like this. Okay. So please abide in the temple of my heart both day and night. O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. Devotion, love, flower garlands and sandalwood. Please accept. Oh, please accept them, delighter of the heart. In life or in death, I worship you with these offerings. Beautiful one, O enchanter of the heart. Come, son of Nanda. And then, O son of Nanda, I will offer your aarti ceremony with the lamplight of my love. The waters of the Yamuna River cascade incessantly from my eyes in your separation. O holder of Govardhan Hill, may I pass my life absorbed only in songs of your praise. O Krishna Murari, Sri Krishna Murari. So here is this beautiful song. మమ మన మందిరే రహనిషీది కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ మమ మన మందిరే రహనిషీది కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ భక్తి ప్రీతి మాలాచందన్ భక్తి ప్రీతి మాలాచందన్ తుమి నియో హెనియో చిత్తనందన్ తుమి నియో హెనియో చిత్తనందన్ జీవన మరణ తవ పూజ నివేదన్ జీవన మరణ తవ పూజ నివేదన్ సుందర హే మనహారీ సుందర హే మనహారీ యశో నంద కుమారాన్ నంద కుమార్ యశో నంద కుమారాన్ నంద కుమార్ హవే ప్రేమ ప్రదీపే ఆరతీ తోమార్ హవే ప్రేమ ప్రదీపే ఆరతీ తోమార్ నయన జమునా ఝరే అరివాన్ నయన జమునా ఝరే అరివాన్ తోమార విరహె గిరిధారీ తోమార విరహె గిరిధారీ బందన గనే తవ బాజుక జీవాన్ బందన గనే తవ బాజుక జీవాన్ కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ మమ మన మందిరే రహనిషీది కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ మమ మన మందిరే రహనిషీది కృష్ణ మురారీ శ్రీకృష్ణ మురారీ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే జయ ప్రభు పద జయ ప్రభు పద ప్రభు పద జయ ప్రభు పద జయ జయ ప్రభు పద ప్రభు పద ప్రభు పద జయ జయ ప్రభు పద శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ ఓకే So now we are going to have a discussion on Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse number 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So we are studying from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, chapter entitles The Prayers Offered to the Lord by the Residents of Jambudvip, and text number 26. So here goes the verse. Antir bahishchana akhila loka palakair adrishta rupo vicharasyu rupa swanaha sa ishwarastvam. Okay, so here we go. Here is the verse. Sa ishwarastvam yo idam vashenayam namna yathadarumayam nara striyam. Okay, so now we go by the word meaning, translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki chai. Antaha, within. Bahi, without. Cha, also. Akhila loka palakai, by the leaders of the different planets, societies, kingdoms, and so on. Adrishta rupaha, not seen. Vicharasi, you wander. Uru, very great. Swanaha, who sounds Vedic mantras. Saha, he. Ishwaraha, the supreme controller. Tvam, you. Yaha, who. Idam, this. Vashe, under control. Anayat, has brought. Namna, by different names like Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Yatha, exactly like. Darumyam, made of wood. Naraha, a man. Striyam, a doll. So here goes the translation. My dear Lord, just as a puppeteer controls his dancing dolls and husband controls his wife, your Lordship controls all the living entities in the universe, such as the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and the Shudras. That means the educators class, the administrative class, the mercantile class, and the executioner's class. Okay. So although you are in different, although you are in everyone's heart, although you are in everyone's heart as the supreme witness and commander and are outside everyone as well. Okay. Great. The so-called leaders of societies, communities, and countries cannot realize you. Only those who hear the Vedic vibrations of the Vedic mantras can appreciate you. Okay, so here comes the key. Only those who hear the Vedic vibration of the Vedic mantras can appreciate you. Wow. So this is, so they are men in blue, but here's a statement in blue. So only those who hear the vibrations of the Vedic mantras can appreciate you. So let's get into the purport now. So purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is antarbahi. That means present within and without everything. One must overcome the delusion caused by the Lord's external energy and realize His presence both externally and internally. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Verse number 19, Srimati Kunti Devi has explained that Krishna appears in the world nato natya dharo yata, exactly like an actor dressed as a player. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 18, Verse 61, Krishna says, Ishwara samabhutanam hridaye deshe arjuna tishthati. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. O Arjuna, the Lord is situated within everyone's heart and outside as well. Within the heart, He is the super soul, the incarnation who acts as the advisor and witness. Yet, although God is residing within their hearts, foolish people say, I cannot see God. Please show Him to me. Everyone is under the control of Supreme Personality of God, and exactly like dancing dolls controlled by puppeteer or woman controlled by her husband. A woman is compared to a doll, Darumai, because she has no independence. She should always be controlled by a man. She, due to false prestige, a class of woman wants to remain independent. What to speak of woman? All living entities are Prakriti, female, and therefore dependent on Supreme Lord. As Krishna Himself explains in Bhagavad Gita, Apreyam itastva anyam prakritim vidhim me param. The living entity is never independent. Under all circumstances, he is dependent on the mercy of the Lord. The Lord creates the social divisions of human society, Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, and ordains that they follow rules and regulations suited to their particular position. In this way, all members of the society remain under the Supreme Lord's control. Still, some people foolishly deny the existence of God. Self-realization means to understand one's subordinate position in relation to the Lord. When one is thus enlightened, he surrenders to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is liberated from the clutches of material energy. In other words, unless one surrenders to the lotus feet of the Lord, the material energy in its many varieties will continue to control him. No one in this material world can deny that he is under control. The Supreme Lord Narayan, who is beyond this material existence, controls everyone. The following Vedic mantra confirms this point. Eko hai vai Narayana asit. Foolish persons think Narayan is to be on the platform of ordinary human or material existence because they do not realize the natural position of the living entity. They concoct names like Daridra Narayan, Swami Narayan, or Mithya Narayan. However, Narayan is actually the supreme controller of everyone. Yeah. This understanding is self-realization. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Subhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakha हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणे मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्पिपातं हं वंदे श्री गुरु दीन तारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्री चैतन्येश्वरं जय गुरुदेव चाष्ट प्रभुपाद हरे कृष्ण. सो इट्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्ड्स दैट हाउ Lord is the ultimate controller and Lord is controlling all of us. Inside, outside, he is actually the controller. So like Ishwarishad, there it is mentioned that Lord is within the universe and he's outside the universe. He's inside the universe to maintain the universe and he's outside the universe to control the universe because he is a maintainer and he's a controller. So he's inside also, he's outside also. Because all these different contradictions are there in the Lord. He's inside as well as outside. He's far and he's near also. Very contradictory. How can somebody be near or far both? Either somebody can be near or far. But the Lord is near also and far also. To those who love him, Lord is very near. And those who do not love him, Lord is far away. Oh. So in this way, Lord is having contradictions, apparent contradictions. But all these beautiful contradictions, they beautifully blend into the beautiful, in the transcendental personality of the Supreme Lord. So here the example is given just as a puppeteer controls his dancing dolls and husband controls his wife. Now in the case of puppets, they do not have any independence. Okay, but yes, they are absolutely under control. Absolutely. So when the example, so here two examples are being given to give the completeness of the whole thing. Puppeteer example is given just to prove that ultimately supreme controller is the Lord. And when the Lord is controlling, we cannot do anything. We cannot do anything at all. Okay, so does that mean that we are a jad? We are dull matter? Is that so? Is it like that? No, that is also not the case. Now comes the second analogy, which is the husband and the wife. Just like wife is a living being, she is conscious, she has feelings, she has emotions. She can also exercise her free will. Yet at the same time, the husband is there to take care of the wife, to guide the wife, educate the wife, inspire the wife, serve the wife, maintain the wife. That means that function is also done by the Lord towards the living entity. Yeah. So like sometimes when these statements come, women should not be given independence, and then such statements being taken out of context create controversy. Oh, women are to be controlled. Okay, that means are they like slaves? Are women meant to be slaves? Of course not. When we say that women are to be, they should not have any independence. That means they being in the section in the society, being a very delicate section of society, they should be guarded. They should be protected. Like in India, there was a time when regularly every day in the newspaper there used to be an article: "Woman not safe in the capital. Woman not safe in the capital." When Anamika case happened here in India, and this is happening all across the globe. So they are to be given protection. When we say that they are not to be given independence, that means they are to be kept in the boundary of protection because they are the most delicate section of society. You will see first guru of all living entities, all, whether somebody is a brahmachari, somebody is a grihastha or anybody, first guru is mother. So that's why it is very important that women are to be given protection. In fact, Manushi Chillash, when she became Miss Universe, she was contesting from India. And the question which was asked from her that, what do you think should be the highest paid job in the world? She said of a mother. The way mother sacrifices and serves the children and gives values in the children so that next generation lives with values and substance, the credit goes to the mothers. And that's why woman is a very, very delicate section. At the same time, very, 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 very important section of the society. In fact, you'll see in Kaliyuga has played with two sections of society. Where he has tried to pollute or corrupt two sections, especially the Brahmanas, the educators class, and second, woman, the delicate class, especially then when she acts as a guru for the next generation. So Kaliyuga knows if I somehow bring adulteration in these two sections of society, I'll conquer the world, man. I'll conquer the world. So Kaliyuga has this strategy. So that's why we need to protect women. So when we say that they are not to be given independence, it doesn't mean they are to be kept like slaves. But here this analogy comes that Lord is maintaining us, inspiring us, protecting us, just like husband is protecting us, and inspiring the wife. So that's the way to understand. That's the right understanding of the thing. And here we see that how when everything is under the control of the Lord, that means this phenomena is like law of attraction. The law of attraction is very famous. Law of attraction. In case you desperately desire something, if you are really desperate for something, the cosmos conspires it to give it to you. Yes, it is just that you should be desperate to get it. Are you desperate, man? Are you? Oh, wow. So these kind of theories, law of attraction, of course, they are inspirational. Why? Because people want to have control, and law of attraction gives you control. Man, it is just a matter of desperation. Desperation. If you are desperate, you can get it, man. You can get it. Oh, I see. So people, they do not like the law of karma, but they like law of attraction. Because law of karma takes away the control. Law of attraction gives control. You have the control. There is no one sitting up there, man. All these lies in the hand, they're in your hands. You can change them. Yes. Hard work. But what about those who hardly work? Still they get everything. I know people who are duffer, absolute duffers, but they are millionaires. Millionaires. Somebody has failed in 10th standard, 9th standard. Father said, well, you are not worthy of studying in school and college. You join me in my business. Now this guy who is a 9th fail is having an MBA from Massachusetts Institute of Technology or from Oxford and Stanford working under him. And this guy is 9th standard fail. Woo! So law of attraction, well, he had no attraction as such to be successful, but now he is there. Yeah. In case everything is to come by desperation. Firstly, how to bring this desperation? Can you bring desperation now? Say, for example, I bring desperation in me to come to Paris and go to Paris and be in France. Let me become desperate for it. Can we become desperate? Even if I want to, I would not be able to become desperate. So this law of attraction thing is absolutely bogus. Actually, there are three doers. We are as a doer. Above us is a nature, which is doer. And above the nature is the super soul. Krishna as super soul is a doer. Approver, so that's why he is a doer. Prakriti, the nature provides everything, so she is also doer. And we are desiring, so we are also doer. So doer, doer, doer. There are three doers. So the one who thinks that I am the only doer, man, there is no such thing as nature, there is no such thing as super soul, I am the doer. Then for them, there is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, verse number 27. Ahankari mulatma karta aham iti manyate. Ahankari mulatma. Those who are bewildered by false ego, they think that they are the doers. They are the exclusive doers. But in case if I think that, yes, I am also doer, then that's not ahankari mulatma. That's not ahankari mulatma. But if I say I am the only doer, yes, it is just desperation, man. Sir, excuse me. Then you are ahankar vimulatman. You are bewildered by false ego, thinking yourself the exclusive doer. We are not the exclusive doers. We are also doer. But above us, the doer is prakriti, material nature. And above material nature is super soul, the approver, the permitter, the overseer. Upadrishta anumanta. This is the complete understanding of the whole thing. But who talks about material nature and super soul? Oh, come on, please. Only me. And that's why you'll see that nowadays when people talk, they use these kind of words. Coincidentally, you know what happened? I met the Hare Krishna guy on the street. You know, coincidentally, you know, my inner voice was telling me, you know, my sixth sense was telling me. All these, Srila Prabhupada used to say, these are atheistic words. To say coincidentally, by chance, somehow, and my sixth sense told me, you know, my inner voice was telling me. All these are atheistic words. Actually, it is all arrangement of the super soul. When we met a devotee on the road, it was arrangement of super soul. Not that by chance I met a devotee, by chance I was going straight, and then by chance I took left turn, and by chance, and then I saw a devotee, by chance I met the devotee, by chance he offered me Gita, and by chance I gave the money, and by chance I become a devotee, because the name of the God is by chance. Is it like that? Absolutely not. The name of God is not by chance God, because by chance is ruling the world. Everything is happening by chance. No, nothing happens by chance. It all happens under the control of the Supreme Lord. Krishna is the supreme controller. We have to recognize it. And more we try to become controllers in this world, more we become frustrated. You will see even those who are doing management, even in spiritual circles, when we try to do management, being controllers, they are so frustrated. My God. You know, when outsiders look at such a devotee, they say, well, in your Gita, it is written, Su Sukham Kartum Abhyam. That means bhakti is very blissful, very joyful, but I can't see joy on your face. It is not joy, it is parajoy. That means you are defeated in your attempts. Woo! Because you are trying to play controller. Transcendental management means you should do your best, but ultimately above my plans are Krishna's plans. And his plans are best. His plans are more far-sighted. His plans are more transcendental. We have to accept it. Because his plans are ultimate. Because he is the supreme controller. So those who are trying to play controller, they remain frustrated. Whether in their family life, personal life, spiritual life, professional life, whatever life. Wherever I'm trying to play the controller. Excuse me, sir. That's not your department. That's Krishna's department. In case somebody is in HR. You know HR? Hare Rama. Sorry, human resource. So somebody is in HR. And he tries to play some role in operations or say finance. You would be frustrated because he's from HR department. That's not your department, Baba. That's why you're frustrated in your attempts. Similarly, controllership is not our department. That's Krishna's department. Krishna is to control. Even if you see, somebody contemplates even simple act of eating. We can't control eating. You know, when we eat, as soon as it goes beneath the throat, then it goes into the stomach. Now, gastric juice is not in my control. We do not release gastric juice. Do we do that? No, absolutely not. After gastric juice, there is pancreatic juice from pancreas. There's bile juice from the liver. Then there's large intestine and then small intestine and then excretion. None of it is in our control. None. So even simple act of eating is beyond our control. Even growth of the nails. Can we control? No. Growth of the hair. Can we control? No. So that's why we need to understand that ultimately Krishna is the supreme controller. Especially Krishna says, the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, all of them are controlled by Krishna. And you see Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudram, basically the educators class, the administrators class, the mercantile class and the executioners class, they are different forms of natures. Somebody is having a nature of being an educator. Someone is having a nature to be an administrator or being a mercantile person or business class person or being an executioner person. These are natures. Even natures are controlled by the Lord. Yes. And whatever nature we are given by the material nature, as per our karma, we are driven by that nature. And we act as per that nature. We speak as per that nature. So these natures are also controlled by Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Yeah. So we see that what is mentioned here is that only by Vedic sound vibrations can the Lord be understood. Shabda Brahm. Brahm means absolute spiritual divine reality. When manifest in the form of the words, that means the scriptures, the words are nothing but they are Shabda Brahm. They are Shabda, they are words, but Brahm, they are transcendental words. When we associate with words, this particular manifestation, which is Shabda Brahm, by hearing or by reading, when we do that, that is the way that we can realize the absolute divine reality. Hearing about the Lord. Yes. In this world, people after earrings. I want to have some earrings. Topaz earrings. Emerald earrings. Diamond earrings. But excuse me, we should not be after earrings. We should be after hearing. Yes. So you should hear. Like in Hindi, they call ear Kaan. This is Kaan. Okay. And ear means Kaan. And the name of our society is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Kaan consciousness. That means through Kaan, through your ears, you can transform the consciousness. So consciousness can be transformed from beginning from Kaan. Consciousness. Yes. So hearing is so very important. Like Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj, because his disappearance is coming day after tomorrow. So Gaur Govind Maharaj was very, very pakka in hearing. He would never ever miss Srila Prabhupada's lecture whenever he was there in Bhubaneswar. All 16 days, especially when Srila Prabhupada was staying in Odisha, in Bhubaneswar. So he had his hut next to the hut of Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. And every day, he was receiving personal instructions from Srila Prabhupada. And that was carrying such potency that he was feeling, he was already transformed, a very elevated devotee. But then he became Premi Bhakta because of those 16 days of very intimate, close association. Hearing from Srila Prabhupada, hearing. And he himself, because he heard very nicely, that's why his classes were super ecstatic. Super ecstatic. In fact, one devotee was mentioning, she was feeling weak because her guru fell. You know, she was somewhere in Europe and that's why she was feeling very disappointed. She heard a tape of Gaur Govind Maharaj. She heard the tape. And Maharaj, in his lecture, he was laughing. She could feel that. Who can laugh like this? Only a transcendental person can laugh like this. And as she was drying her clothes, she just left everything there and then. She just went to that tape and she heard that lecture. Her life was transformed completely. All that weakness which was there within, okay, now my guru is not there. Now because now there is no guru, my guru has fallen from grace. Now it's a hopeless thing. Now my spiritual life, I'm doomed now. I'll not go back home back to Gaur Maharaj because when my guru fell. So that means now I will not attain Krishna Prem. And she was, so that this kind of was eating her up inside. But when she heard this Shabda Brahm entered from the glorious mouth of Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, her life was transformed. Immediately her heart got changed. Yes. Like some of the devotees, they were having this struggle and during 80s and 90s. During 80s and 90s, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj gave so much of support. So much of support to these devotees. They got hope that yes, there is a pure devotee. After Srila Prabhupada, we have a pure devotee to support our society. So they got so much of inspiration, whether it was Australia, whether it was Europe. Everywhere Maharaj was inspiring everyone because Shabda Brahm inspires. Shabda Brahm has so much of power. So Shabda Brahm is like this. Like Srila Prabhupada would hear from his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he would hear regularly. And that's why when Bhakti Pradeep Maharaj first time introduced Srila Prabhupada to Bhakti Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, so Srila Saraswati Thakur said, yes, I know him. He likes to hear. Yes, I know him. I have noted him. He likes to hear. Because his classes used to be 3 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours. So somebody would get up after 1 hour. Somebody may get up after 2 hours. Somebody may get up after 3 hours or 4 hours. But one person, right from very beginning till very end, would continue to sit and hear with absorption, hear with rapt attention, was our beloved founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And because he was hearing with such attention, that's why whenever he would write, and those writings were being brought to Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, after reading that, he said, whatever Abhay writes, publish it. That means it doesn't have to be brought to Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada for approval. He said, no approval. Whatever Abhay writes, publish it. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he, in his writings, he gives some unique terms like Supreme Personality of Godhead. This term was never being used earlier. He used this term. Wow. Fruitive activities. If you type fruitive, you know, it gives a red mark if you type an MS word, because this does not exist. He gave new words to English language, Srila Prabhupada. But he was doing all of this. Why? Because he was hearing from his beloved spiritual master with great attention. He was hearing. If you have Bhakti Pradeep Maharaj earlier, he was a spy. From the British government, he was sent as a spy to see whether this Saraswati Thakur, is he, we hope that he is not conspiring against us. Go do the spying and find out what's the matter. So he shaved off his head and wearing dhoti kurta, and he sat in the assembly of devotees to listen that what is this Saraswati Thakur is going to say. And as Srila Saraswati Thakur, as he was glorifying Krishna in such a beautiful way, as he was doing it. So he came to spy. For spying he came. But hearing the lecture, he was so much absorbed that he forgot that he came for spying. And he continued to sit. He said, to hell with the British government. To hell with working for them. I got my guru. Here is my Gurudev. Oh. And he resigned from the British government. And he joined Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. He said, yes, here is my Guru Baba. Here is my Guru. So then he continued to be with Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada just by hearing from Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. Wow. In this way, Srila Saraswati Thakur, of course, he was heavy duty. He was really heavy. Yeah. In fact, there was one person, he challenged Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. He said, I challenge you. And Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he said, well, we don't accept all these challenges, all, you know, we don't get into all of this. So this challenger said, oh, fearful, fearful, afraid of me. And then Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, okay, all right, organize the debate, I would come. Let's have debate tomorrow morning. And then debate was organized on this, the stage was there, and everyone was there to see the debate. And Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he established the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam, the beauty of Shri Krishna, absolute nature of Shri Krishna, so beautifully. And all the ritualistic way of worship, he just demolished, he ripped it apart so boldly that this challenger passed stool and urine on the stage. And he was not wearing adult diaper. And that's why he just messed up on the stage. And then his guru came to know that, oh, my disciple, he was this is what happened to my disciple. I'll take the revenge. And history repeated. Srila Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, he's talked about pure bhakti so boldly, clearly, in such a cutting way that this person, after hearing him, he also passed stool and urine on the stage. And he was also not wearing adult diaper. Done. Smashed. Crushed. So that's how when we hear, it really changes our heart. It really changes our heart. And this was also one more example of Rasikananda Prabhu. Rasikananda Prabhu, once he was giving a discourse before the king, all the court members, they were sitting in the court, courtesans, and as Rasikananda, he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So the king became little inattentive. As he became little inattentive, so as he was gesturing something, you know, this, do this, do that. The disciple of Rasikananda Dev, he went to the throne and gave a tight slap to the king. Dah! It echoed in entire court. all those the soldiers around, they took out their swords to cut off the head of Ramakrishna. Then how dare he slap the king? But the king, initially he was in a shock. But then he realized, he said, no. He's right. When Srimad Bhagavatam is happening, when Srimad Bhagavatam is being glorified, and I should be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, at that time, I became inattentive. I am rightly punished by the disciple of Rasikananda Prabhu, Ramakrishna. He has rightly slapped me. I should not have been inattentive. Thank you very much. I deserve this slap. I deserve it. So by hearing, we see that all these obstacles can be conquered and we can actually captivate Krishna in our heart. We can do that. But for that, we have to do hearing nicely. Now, what happens in our hearing when we are doing hearing? You know, we have got six enemies in our hearts: lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion. So these are the six enemies we have. Yeah. So lust. Sometimes lust gets into hearing. Oh, yeah, it enters. Sometimes people listen to the lectures when there are jokes, when there are some funny things. So people sometimes come to the discourses. This happens. That, okay, there will be some joke, huh? Yeah, this is going to be DD's comedy show. Oh, acha. Oh. Noah, Trevor. Yeah, Trevor Noah is going to. He is so hilarious. So I'll hear. Let's hear some Srimad Bhagavatam class with similar fashion. Let's go for it. Yes. No. Sometimes lust enters into our hearing when we seek entertainment in discourses. While hearing discourse, I want some entertainment, man. You know, we came for fun. But this is such philosophical class. Yeah, it's heavy, you know. This soul, super soul, devotional service and this and that. My God, that's heavy, yaar. Yeah. We came for entertainment. Excuse me, sir. We should not come for entertainment. We are here for transformation of the heart. Yeah. So when we hear with the mood of entertainment, then transformation does not happen. That's why sometimes devotees feel astonished. You know, Prabhuji, but I am hearing from past so many years, why my heart is not changing? Sir, we have to see the attitude also while hearing. If this attitude is contaminated by lust, so we are not able to hear properly. Second contamination is anger. Sometimes we are having anger either towards the speaker. Oh, this guy, he's going to give class. Nonsense. We know the history of this man. Anyways, every dog has a day. So we are angry towards the speaker. Then we can't hear properly because I'm having some grudge, some resentment towards the speaker. That lava. And that's why we are not able to hear from the speaker. Or I'm having anger but towards somebody else. And that is there in my head, ringing, moving in my head. And that's why we are not able to hear. Why? Because that anger, that grudge, that lava is disturbing me. It's taking my attention all the way away. So second obstacle in hearing is lust. Greed. Sometimes people want to hear for some kind of mundane benefit. Like one person, he came to Bhagavatam class. You know, he heard, he said, well, in your Bhagavatam class, they were all Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, there was no practical thing, you know. Practical things? Speaker said, what kind of practical things? So practical means, you know, how to take care of children, some tips on parenting, how to take care of one's wife, how to live a happy family life, you know, how to make profit in business. These kind of things, you know, practical things. They're talking about soul and super soul and Golok Vrindavan, Krishna Prem and this and... Come on, please, come on of all of this, man. So greedy of hearing, but greedy not hearing for spiritual advancement, but for hearing something mundane, something for which would give me some kind of immediate benefit on mundane platform. So with this attitude, when we hear, that is also not good. That's also not good. So lust, anger, greed, pride. Pride is also an obstacle while hearing. Well, this person is giving a lecture. If I would have been giving lecture, I would have got better examples, better shlokas, better anecdotes. My body language would have been better. And yeah, but anyways, these neophytes sometimes they are given being given chance to speak. pride of one's high birth, pride of one's great knowledge, pride of one being very intelligent, pride of one being a senior devotee, pride of being anything. When this pride, then we see the speaker as insignificant person. What he can educate, what she can educate. Pride. So pride also becomes an obstacle. That's why people, they do not hear. I know, you know, once I was having this pride, I went to Pune to meet some devotees, and then one yellow devotee, you know, those who are brahmachari trainers, who are undergoing training, he was about to give lecture. And I was saying, you know what, this newcomer is giving lecture, what will he speak now? But once he opened his mouth, whoo, he was having Prabhupada's pastimes and anecdotes and this and that. I was thinking, my God. So that pride was being crushed by the beautiful presentation by the devotee. So sometimes when we have this pride, then we are not able to listen. Yeah. So lust, anger, greed, pride, and then illusion. That means what I should hear, I would not go and hear. That what I should not hear, I would hear. Like nowadays, I see that many of the devotees waste so much of time listening to junk on YouTube, listening to junk on Instagram, but they're not listening to the devotees. Hearing has gone really down. So where I should be hearing, I'm not hearing. Where I should not be hearing, I'm hearing. What am I doing? Like camel. Camel, instead of eating the leaves, eats the thorns. And those thorns, they bring bleeding from the tongue of the camel. And camel thinks, oh, these thorns are so tasty. Are my dear, it is not the thorn which is tasty. It is your own blood which is giving you some taste. It is your own blood. So that, but where we should be hearing, we do not hear. And that where we should be hearing, we do not hear. So that kind of illusion is there. And that's why people waste so much of time. You know, so we should be hearing rightly. And last is enviousness. Yes. When we have enviousness towards the speaker, then also we are not able to hear from him. Oh, why everyone is appreciating this guy? What's good in him? What's so special? Huh? What's so special? Enviousness. So when we are having enviousness towards the speaker, then also we are not able to listen. But yes, all these obstacles which are meant to be removed by hearing, they bring obstacle in removing the obstacles. Oh my God. Kali Yuga is very complicated yuga. Lust, anger, greed, pride, any illusion, this in itself, they are the obstacles. And how to get rid of the obstacles? By hearing. But we have obstacles in removing the obstacles. God. That is our condition. But yes, we are to be very, very conscious. We should be hearing nicely. Like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada used to say, we should hear with service inclined ears. And used to give example of the deer. You know, deer inclines, the ears are inclined towards where the flute sound is coming. So the ears are being adjusted so that I can grab maximum amount of flute sound. That's the way the deer hears. Similarly, our ear should be service inclined. When they are inclined, it's with service attitude. I want to hear so that I can increase my love for Krishna. I want to hear so that I can serve more. I can have great, deeper service attitude. When with this attitude, when we do hearing, then hearing becomes effective. Otherwise, when the mood of entertainment or something else is running in my head, when we do this kind of listening or being judgmental towards the speaker, then we do not listen properly. We do not do hearing properly. And this kind of hearing does not bring transformation. That's why sometimes when devotees feel astonished so many years and no transformation, well, sir, we are not doing things rightly. Like once there was a father was along with a son, and
Hare Krishna, we can't hear you.
Krishna?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, Mataji. Prabhuji is frozen. Yeah, okay. Let's come back.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can't hear you.
Okay, online. Sorry for technical problem. This happens, you know, technology is like that. So I was in the story. So father saw that the son is struggling to put this coin in the coin slot. So father said, oh, my lovely child. Oh, I'm there to help you. So he picked up the child. He said, now put the coin. As he put the coin, so on the ticket, which came, it mentioned 0 kilogram. I said, what? 0 kilogram? My child is 0 kilogram? Nonsense. Where is the train master? Train master? Train master. Where is the train master? Train master. Let's see this machine. Here is a ticket. It mentions 0 kilogram. Is my son for 0 kilogram? It ate my 1 rupee coin and 0 kilogram. And the train station master was thinking, well, we got all of them serviced very nicely recently. And how come, you know, can you do it again? Now what? Do it again? It'll take one rupee coin again. So, all right, I'll give you 1 rupee coin. Please, can you do it? Again, the son was struggling. So father picked up the son. Now the feet are there, not on the machine. In the slot, he put the coin and then came 0 kilogram. So is machine faulty? No, the machine is not faulty. But weighing on the machine was improper. That's why it was printing 0 kilogram. Similarly, the path of hearing is transforming. But when we do not do it properly, then we do not get the desired results. And that's why we see that people sometimes becoming disappointed. Oh, you know, I'm not advancing on the path of bhakti. Well, excuse me, sir. You have to do it properly and then it will transform. Yes, it will transform. And Srila Prabhupada, he also mentions that how Krishna, being the Supreme Lord, he is sometimes belittled by the people, as like, for example, calling Narayan as Daridra Narayan. He said, Narayan is never Daridra. The wife of Narayan is Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune. How can he be Daridra? So this was coined by Mahatma Gandhi, actually. Just so that people can have compassion towards the poor people. You may say, okay, feel compassion towards poor people. Now, why do you say they are Daridra Narayan? How can Narayan be Daridra? That's absolutely bogus. Absolutely bogus. So usually those who are not God, they are tagged as God. And the one who is God, they see, well, this person is ordinary. Like in Germany, once there was a contest, Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. So many participants were there applying for this contest. Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. So Charlie Chaplin also looked into the paper. Oh, Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest. So he also filled in the form. And as he filled in the form, so there was contest. You know, first prize was not given to Charlie Chaplin. Second prize was also not given to Charlie Chaplin. Third prize was also not given to Charlie Chaplin. Some consolation prizes were given to Charlie Chaplin. Somebody else resembles like Charlie Chaplin, but Charlie Chaplin himself doesn't resemble like Charlie Chaplin. Crazy. Same is the condition in this world. The one who is God, people doubt whether he is God or not. Krishna, whether he is God or not. Maybe these ISKCON people are saying Krishna, Krishna, God, God. Well, we doubt. But the one who is not God, achha, he was 27th in the contest. Okay, some consolation prize, 27th was the prize. Okay, good. So that's the nature of this world. The one who is God, we become doubtful whether he is God or not. And those who are not God, we say, oh, he is God. No, he is God. Just because somebody cured somebody from a disease, he is God. And like there was one person, he said, you know, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was God. Shri Prabhupada said, how can you say that Ramakrishna Paramahamsa was God? He said, you know, because he saved one drunkard. Shri Prabhupada said, I have saved thousands of drunkards. So I am 1,000 times better God than Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. What is this criteria of tagging somebody as God? Just because that person saved a drunkard? What is this? Nothing. Crazy. So that's why we should see that who is actually God himself. And of course, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So, in fact, you want to see the Lord, you want to see him face to face, the right way is S-E-E. S stands for Sadhu Sangha. E stands for ears. That means hearing. You should hear about the Lord. E stands for executing what we have heard. So, S means Sadhu Sangha. E stands for ears as eyes. We don't have to use eyes as eyes, but ears as eyes. That means we should listen. And then next E is executing what we have heard. And then we can see God. Yeah, personally. So that's the way to see God, and the process of seeing the Supreme Person who is actually beyond material existence and who is the Supreme Controller and who is the independent reality. We are the dependent reality, but the dependent reality can control, can accept, can behold in the heart the independent reality by the process of hearing. Bhakti starts with hearing. So when we do that, then certainly we can become successful in our spiritual endeavors. All right, so I'll stop here now. If anybody has any question, we can take a few questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful, wonderful nectarian class which you had given today. So it's really, it was full of entertainment. entertainment in the concept of listening Srimad Bhagavatam. So you were saying about how Lord controls outside and inside, then you were saying about the puppet controller, which was given the verse, and the women, how they are controlled by the husband. Women is to be considered to be protected. So we should not consider that we are controlled. So that was the point which you just clarified. So that point which I liked it also. So our first guru is mother. So we have to always desire to get to know and hear about the Lord. Then you said about the law of karma and law of attraction. The law of attraction is bogus, and the supreme controller is only Krishna. And we have to desire our, we should not be, we are the controlled, and we should not desire to control the supreme, the nature. And then you were saying about the Vedic vibration, so which is studying and hearing about the Lord, that is the Shabda Brahman is very much important, and that is what you were saying in rest of the class, like how hearing is affected by the six principles like lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion and envy. So these obstacles we have to remove, but still while removing these obstacles, we are finding some struggle. So that was a thing which I observed. So which means which I am facing also right now. So and then hearing the last one was about S-E-E, that is C, Sadhu Sangha and ears and executing. E for ears is hearing. Hearing is seeing the Lord. Yeah. So seeing the Lord through hearing and executing the Lord's words. And the other one which you told us about, the Daridra Narayan, which is the bogus word which is used by Christ. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful, wonderful nectarian class. And and I leave the platform for the devotees to ask any questions. Please raise your hand so that you can unmute and you can ask your questions. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, my question
yes,
is...
God bless you, beta. How are you doing?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Doing good? How are you doing, yes, Suhani?
Yes, Prabhuji, I am doing good because of your blessings.
Oh, stay blessed.
And my health also became good because of your blessings.
Really? My blessings are so powerful, it improves health also. Ooh, I never knew that.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, what's the question?
Yes, Prabhuji, my question is that sometimes when I come back from school and I think to hear lecture and I hear lecture and then when I see my sadhana card report where devotee says to hear 60 minutes lectures, then I think to hear lectures by and turn on my school books and also these books and hear lecture and then I feel my sadhana card and then thinks that why I when sometimes I hear lectures so inattentively and they don't give me any benefit of to Krishna consciousness.
So, what's the question?
And so my question is, how can I manage that I can study? I study after 60 minutes of hearing.
You used in which class you are in currently?
ninth standard.
Ninth standard, okay. So, you know, after ninth, then studies become very serious. You know, because in 10th standard, your stream would be decided, whether it's arts, commerce, science, right? So that's why I would recommend you now, you do only 1 hour of reading and 1 hour of reading and hearing in total. That's it. And you should focus on your studies. Because in case you score poor marks, you know what will people say? You know, Suhani scored pathetic marks. You know why? She became a Hare Krishna. Is that good? Is that a good marketing?
No.
So I would test you now. You chant, I would say you can chant 6 to 8 rounds. Okay. And do at the max, you can do reading and hearing. Total, I'm saying 60 minutes. Rest all every day, you should study for 3 to 4 hours. At least I'm saying 3 to 4 hours every day. So focus on your studies. Prove to this world that even Hare Krishna devotees are serious about their studies. They are responsible people. Okay. So study well. All the best. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
That was wonderful and explanation.
Please bless me. Please bless me.
Bless you. All my blessings that don't carry any potency, but still I bless you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that wonderful answer. I think that answer is required even for us also when we are in this material world, when we are getting angry, at least for myself, we lose our control. Then after that, it comes into the mind that, okay, we should not behave like this. So then the name of Krishna is spoiled in this way. So that was the wonderful explanation, Prabhuji, which you gave. Prabhuji, if I have one question, now I feel that pride and envy, enviousness goes together. When we are envy on someone, means when we are proud of ourselves, we feel also envy, right, at the same time. And I just want to know some few tips, how to control this enviousness and the anger.
Okay. You know, actually, this lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion, they are in concentric circles. So lust is inside. And outer circle is anger. That means anger also contains qualities of lust. And lust, anger, greed. Greed contains the qualities of lust and anger both. Greed. Lust, yeah. Anger, greed. Pride. Pride contains qualities, its own qualities, plus the qualities of lust, anger, greed. So it's like concentric circle. So which is the outermost circle? Enviousness. Matsarya. Matsarya is outside. That means Matsarya contains its own qualities, plus the qualities of lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, pride, illusion, contains qualities of all of them. Because Matsarya or enviousness is the darkest emotion in entire creation. It's the dark. It is even darker than lust. It is darker than anger. It is the darkest thing.
Yeah.
Enviousness. But how to conquer enviousness? Opposite of enviousness is appreciation. We can't appreciate when we have enviousness. If somebody is appreciating, we would say, yeah, that's there, but there comes but. Why this but? But comes because of enviousness. Yeah, he is good, you know, but. Hey, why but? Yeah, that's nice, you know, but. Why but? Because there is enviousness. So that means the opposite of enviousness, or it's a function which is uncomfortable being envy, is appreciation. So we should practice appreciation. I know in the beginning it would be mechanical. You know, it would not come from the heart, because in the heart there is envy. So it would be tongue service. Like Srila Prabhupada used to say, fake it till you make it. From pretension to perfection. So in the beginning it is pretension. I'm pretending that I'm appreciating. I'm pretending in my heart, enviousness. But this can be countered by practicing appreciation. And appreciating especially in the absence. When somebody is present, then you say, oh, Prabhuji, Mataji, so nice, great devotee. Once this person goes, to hell with this guy. So we are not able to appreciate in absence. In presence, it's easy, you know, to flatter somebody. Wow, we are expert in that art. We are Kali Yuga people. So that's why practice appreciation in absence. And ultimately, to cut it in the root, we should do Vaishnav Seva. And secondly, we should chant Hare Krishna attentively. So it would cut the root. But at least it should not manifest currently as a matter of stopgap solution. So for that, I would say, appreciate. We have to practice appreciating devotees. Everyone has got good qualities. Like once Dronacharya, he was looking at one dog, which was like a leprotic dog. It had leprosy all over the body. So Dronacharya said, Arjun, what is your comment about that dog? And Arjun said, well, Gurudev, this dog is having such white teeth, very clean teeth. Even the entire body was full of leprosy. But even in that dog, there's something good, white teeth. Good. So that is what, so everyone has got some good thing to be recognized. And as we start doing it, gradually it becomes our second nature that we naturally appreciate. And that means we have freed ourselves from the clutches of envy. Like that.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. I have one more question, but I think I'm seeing raised hands, so let them go first. Okay. Hare Krishna, Megha Mataji, please go ahead.
Megha Mataji from Michigan.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru Shigaranga. Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a nectarian class, and thank you so much for always giving your association. I know, you know, everything that I am right now, it is all because of your guidance and I even right now, you just said to conquer this enviousness, we need to appreciate. I know this was something that I had also asked you before, because it's really hard to, you know, get rid of this enviousness. And it's such a subtle form that we don't even realize it sometimes. You know, even before Krishna consciousness, I could not even understand that I was enviousness or I had enviousness. But, you know, like over time, after understanding, like, you know, even this comparison mentality that we may have, it's a form of subtle enviousness, right? When we think like someone is having such a better life than us, even if we don't think that's an enviousness, but it is part of that. So thank you so much for bringing that point up again. My question to you about hearing, I know, you know, you had such great, beautiful points, and Mataji covered the summary very well. But my question is, when we hear, you know, I'm right now, I hear so much, and sometimes I'm losing, you know, I feel like I hear so much that I don't know where I heard things from. And I just, it's just in my mind, like everything. So do you recommend specific way of hearing, like who should we hear or how should we hear?
Yeah. Thank you, Megha Mataji, for asking this question. You know, Shravanam, you know, Shravan comes from the word Chavan. Chavan means to chew. Have you seen a cow chewing? Takes the grass or fodder and then chews. Keeps chewing. The fodder becomes like liquid, actually. You know, this happens. So, Shravan comes from the word Chavan. Chavan means to chew. And that is what we should do when we do hearing. So hearing in itself is not sufficient. Hearing becomes actually hearing when it is associated with contemplation, which is mananam. So shravanam, second step is mananam. That means contemplating that what is the real intent of what I heard? What's actually the real meaning? What is the soul of this message? This is mananam. Okay. Now third step is minneti dhyasanam. That means practical application of that. Personal application, preaching application, practical application, exceptional application. So we should do that as well. So shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam, hearing, contemplating, and then practical application. These are the three steps of hearing. Then hearing becomes complete. Otherwise we keep hearing, but there is no contemplation. There is no discussion as such. And then we forget, heard so much, but then we forget. I remember when we used to go to Bhagavatam classes in temple earlier. So what, after the class, you would be churning, you know, when we are sitting before prasadam, and then we are discussing, you know, that point was really brilliant. You know, that point was actually for me. You know, that point, you know, that yesterday I heard that class. Actually, it was in that context. In this way, mananam happens. And then those points stick. Anything which comes to the level of contemplation, it sticks. It has come to practical application. Oh, unforgettable. This point you would remember till your last breath. Usually I see in devotees, they do shravanam, but they do not do mananam and nididhyasanam. And that's why I heard so much and forgotten so much. So when we ask the people, somebody, well, so what was there in the class? You know, what did he say? It was nice class. It was good. I know it was very good. It was very nice. But what was nice in it? You know, yeah. I forgot. Because mananam and nididhyasanam is not happening. That's why. So it just slips. It's like, you know, if you take a nail and if you hit it, tuck, and you just leave it. So nail falls. But when you hit it, one, tuck, 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 then it goes inside actually, right? Similarly, when we take some, when we hear something, then shavanam, tuck, mananam, tuck, and then nididhyasanam, tuck, and then it goes inside actually. This is steel. You know, in Kaliyuga, it is not even wood. It is steel. So that's why we have to hit again and again. So that's why it is then repetition is required to drive the point home. A repetition is required to drive the point home. So that's why Srila Prabhupada used to keep repeating. We are not the body, we are soul. We are not the body, we are soul. Sometimes, you know, you think, why this person is repeating? He's a founder acharya. He's so learned. He can tell so many things. Why is this person repeating this again and again? Because it needs to be nailed inside. Tuck, tuck, tuck. Shonam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Again and again. And then it sticks. So then shavanam as a process becomes complete.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I think, you know, it's not part of forgetting. It's part of forgetting where I heard it from to really, you know, mention that I heard from his lecture. I heard from his lecture. So I think my, you know, just to clarify, is there a way that we should hear? Meaning, waiting,
anything which you are done with absorption, anything which you are done with absorption, you will remember everything.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I saw the movie A Few Good Men of Tom Cruise. Because I saw that movie with great absorption, I can still remember Tom Cruise fighting the court case. You can't handle the truth. That's still there in my mind. Why? Because I saw that with absorption. So, you know, who said that? Even that, would you would 90% case you would be able to recall
number.
Because you have heard that with absorption. Absorption is the key. Once you were, he was going to airport. He was about to get into the car. So one devotee came running, skidding. He said, Shri Prabhupada, I got one question, Shri Prabhupada. What is that single important parameter for success in Krishna consciousness? And Shri Prabhupada said, only one word. You know what was that one word? Absorption.
Yeah.
That's the key to success.
Yeah. So there's no, we don't have to hear from specific, like just, you know, Prabhupada lectures, or is there a recommendation from whom we should hear? Because right now we have so many ISKCON devotees, you know, on YouTube that we hear. So I specifically hear certain. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that way you should hear from devotees. Yeah, you should not have only hear from a Shikta guru,
right,
a counselor,
okay,
only hear from a Diksha guru. No. Uh-huh. Okay. Anyone who inspires us in bhakti, we should hear.
That's
I have one or two very my favorites. That's absolutely fine. But having favorites does not mean I would not listen from others.
Okay.
Like, for example, say Amrendra Poo is my favorite. Radhanath Maharaj is my favorite. Now, since they are my favorite, I would only hear their lectures. I would only hear from Gauranga Prabhu, Radhishyam Prabhu, Rompad Maharaj, and Anu Maharaj, and that's it. Nobody else. No, it's not. It should not be like that.
Okay.
So we hear from all the devotees, anyone who inspires me in the path of bhakti.
Yeah.
I hear. But few of them are my favorites. I listen to them a little more than others. That's perfectly human. That's perfectly
okay.
Human. Yeah.
That's what I wanted to look at. Okay. Yeah, that answers. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Haribol. Okay, next question is
from yes, Prabhuji. Ayush Majumdar Prabhuji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Amarendra Prabhuji had said that Guru is only one, but he comes in different forms. So what if we compare a Guru and his Guru?
And why, that's why?
So what if we compare a Guru and his Guru?
When we compare, firstly, we don't have the right to compare. Who we are to compare? We are toddlers. So who we are to compare? For us, they all are Vashyavu. Yeah, we don't compare that Guru and his Guru was superior, he's inferior, but he quotes nice examples, he quotes shlokas, he has got pressed kurta, he looks good, that Mataji is nice, that Prabhu is good, We are whom we are to compare? You're no one. We are simply students, humble students, to hear and listen and excel in bhakti. That's it. Okay. All right. Next question is from.
So next, Medhavani Sakhi Devi Dasi Mataji, please go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi Krishna Babuji, thank you so much for a very wonderful session. Please accept my respectful obeisances. Babuji, you explained very beautifully how envy can be contracted by appreciating the particular devotee. So Babuji, I had two related questions. One is in relation to the control mentality, right? From time immemorial, we had this kind of things to, you know, the urge to control the things, the way the things have to go. So how do we engage this controllership mentality in devotional service? Secondly, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions utsaha, nischaya, dhairya, enthusiasm, determination, and patience. Right? How do we balance this enthusiasm and patience? Because when we are enthusiastic to do something, we don't want to wait. We just want to ensure that, you know, it happens the way we plan it. And you know, if we are patient with regard to how the things are working, then it kind of slackens our enthusiasm. So can you tell us how to balance between enthusiasm and determination? Enthusiasm and patience, basically.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay. So how to balance enthusiasm and patience? Because when there is patience, so we become relaxed and we lose enthusiasm. When in case we are enthusiastic, then we become so desperate and become impatient. So how to balance between the two? So utsaha, nishyat, dhairyat. In between, there is determination. Determination is the glue. It glues enthusiasm and patience. And that's why utsaha, the glue, determination. Nishyat. And then dharyat. So that's why there is so determination is also required. So that we remain determined. Even though sometimes our enthusiasm is baffled, yet having a patience, it takes time. Somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, if somebody is practicing bhakti really nicely, nicely means nicely, how much time would it take to become perfect, spiritually perfect? Srila Prabhupada said 40 years. So for 40 years, have to have patience. Have to have patience. How many years I have? Well, just 5 years. Oh, just 35 years more to go. Have patience. When Srila Prabhupada was asked that, you know, in 1922, you received the instruction from your guru. And in 1965-66, you came to USA. And till this time, 43 years of failures. You know, how did you continue this such a long period? 43 years of failures. Srila Prabhupada said, dhairyat. Patience. So we have to have patience in order to become spiritually perfect. So like that. And what was the first question, Madhuri? I'm sorry.
How do we dovetail controllership, the desire control in devotional service?
Controllership can't be dovetailed. It has to be given up. It has to be given up. It's a disease. Yeah. It has to be given up because knowing that Krishna is controller. Of course, controllership can be there in the form of accountability. I'm accountable for my own spiritual progress. Srila Prabhupada said, you know, who is the greatest enemy of a devotee? Somebody said lust. Somebody said anger. Somebody said this. Somebody said that. Srila Prabhupada said, the greatest enemy of a devotee is devotee himself. He digs his own grave and then he goes into his grave and then puts sand upon him, puts a board upon that grave. Yes. And this is what we do. Many of the devotees, most of the devotees, they dig their own grave. Somewhere their sense of accountability should be there. I'm accountable for my spiritual progress. So that kind of controllership is okay in terms of accountability. But knowing that ultimately controller is, we make plans as an expression of love for Krishna. It doesn't mean that we do not make plans at all. We make plans. But knowing that ultimately Krishna's plans are above my plans. When we have this maturity, then that's perfect blend of being accountable as well as seeing Krishna as controller. It's a beautiful blend of the two.
Thank you, Prabhuji. If I may quickly ask another question, if I ask you, what are the three qualities or three attributes of, say, Srila Prabhupada or, your Guru Maharaj, which made you dedicate your life to International Society of Krishna Consciousness, right? So what would those be? And if you can just share quickly some instances why you decided to take this plunge and dedicate your life as a brahmachari. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Okay. you know, therefore there are many reasons. Firstly, I got association of so many great souls and very convincing philosophy. And I knew that all that which is great is not cheap, and all that which is cheap is not great. Going back home, back to God and reviving our love for Krishna is not cheap. So it is very great. So all that which is great requires great efforts, great sacrifice. Without that, we cannot achieve the great. That was also a reason. And of course, my nature is also very suitable for a monk life. I am very happy being a monk. My wife would have been miserable. I know if I would have been married, she would have divorced me within a week of my marriage. Crazy guy. This guy is crazy. Whom did I marry? So my nature doesn't suit being a householder. My nature is that to be a monk. I'm a free soul and I really relish it. So that's also one more reason. Astrologically, so it is mentioned that my wife would die within 6 months of marriage because my karma chart is like that. So she would have died within 6 months. I would have married a devotee. Now, devotee dies after marrying me. That's not good. You know, my second marriage would be also not so good. But third marriage would be fantastic. Dreamy affair. Heavenly affair. But for that, I'm to kill two Matajis. That two devotee Matajis, which is a big sacrifice for two Matajis, just to make me a good householder. So I decided, let me be a monk. Why two Matajis die? Because I have got bad karma in terms of having a household life because I'm Manglik. So let Matajis marry some other. There are so many handsome, good-looking, rich boys and devotees, so they can marry them. Let me happy being a monk. And that way, astrologically, karmically also, it was more suitable for me to be a monk. And of course, being...
Not able to hear you,
Prabhuji. Prabhuji is frozen. For that wonderful explanation, you are so exalted and humble. This shows how you are exalted and humble. So, do you have time, Prabhuji? We can go for two more ice hands are there. Can we go for questions again?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So, so next, Pragya Mataji, please go ahead.
Okay, Pragya has put her down. Okay, now Pragya is ready.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I've got just a simple question. How can I serve Krishna with purity? Because I want to please him. And I know I will fail in my endeavors. But still, I want to please him. I want to serve him favorably. But every time I try to do that, I fail.
Okay. You do three activities. I would be very happy with you. If you do three activities, chant Hare Krishna attentively. Preach Hare Krishna vigorously and love Hare Krishna devotees unconditionally. If you do these three things, Krishna would be very happy with you and he would make your life perfect. Chant Hare Krishna attentively.
Preach
Hare Krishna vigorously and love Hare Krishna devotees unconditionally. And you are done. Self-realized. 100% pakka.
Prabhuji, one more thing I want to mention. That I'm chanting today only because of you. I started to hear you in the year 2020, in May 2020. Okay. Then I started to chant. But only because of you that I'm chanting today. So really, okay. Want to thank you.
Keep chanting, keep smiling, keep shining.
Your blessing. Okay. I want to speak your blessing. So that you increase my chanting.
But keep blessing you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank
you, Prabhuji. All the best.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Akshada
Parama, Prabhuji, please go ahead.
Okay, so now we have Sakshi Baloni Mataji. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvipiram. Thank you for a wonderful discourse, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, so you spoke so well that hearing mitigates all obstacles. But in hearing itself, we are having those six impediments. We are so great. So, Prabhuji, how to get rid of these obstacles? Something practical which we start applying from today only.
Okay. As I told you, that hearing should be done with these three steps. You start, just start doing these three steps. Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam.
Okay.
That's it. When you start doing this, you will see that then all of this lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, illusion getting into our hearing process would fade away. Just because we are doing this thing rightly, that's the thing. Like when somebody asked Shri Prabhupada, how to be enthusiastic? He said, just be enthusiastic. That's the way to be enthusiastic. Just be enthusiastic. How to do proper hearing? just do it properly. Shravanam, mananam, nididhyasanam. Hearing, contemplating, practical application. Done.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dhanat Pranam.
Pranam. Bless you. Okay. Akshata Mataji. Akshata Parab.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanat Pranam. Yes, Prabhuji, I wanted to ask ki, for daily hearing and reading, both are told. So how it can be balanced? Like many a times hearing, I do it like in the morning also or at night. But reading sometimes gets skipped. So how it can be balanced? Because both are important.
Actually, not just in your case. Reading is poor mostly in devotee's case. You know why? Because hearing is very effortless task. The speaker is having examples and this and that. Speaker has to work hard. And we have to just listen. That's it. But in reading, we are to put effort. The book doesn't do any kind of effort. Book is there, whether you understand, whether you don't understand, book is just lying on the table. Even if you are drooling on the book doesn't say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you putting your saliva onto me? Hey, doesn't say. So book reading is more straining, is more demanding as an activity. Listening is easier. That's why usually we see among the, not always, usually we see devotees are having better hearing but weak reading. But you have to read also. That's very important. So somewhere there can be a reading marathons. Somewhere you can have your friends and you can find maybe once or twice in a week, come together, maybe on Zoom, come together and open your books. They have their books and we read together. That can also be done. So or otherwise you can fix some day, some particular appointment. Maybe before prasadam you can read. Anything which is done before prasadam will happen because prasadam is to happen. So until unless I read Srimad Bhagavatam every day for 20 minutes, I would not have breakfast prasadam. This is the rule of my life. Oh, really? Oh, yes. So those 20 minutes of reading will happen because prasadam is to happen. Who can stop us from taking prasadam after all? Yeah. So yes. Get thing that thing stuck into Srimad prasadam. That thing will happen for sure.
Okay, and I can do a self-talk as well, na, if I'm not getting association every week or like that on a daily basis.
Self-talk like in the sense you can read loudly. Yeah, you can read loudly. Self-talk in the sense, of course, you'll talk to yourself about which you are reading. And like you make your mananam loud. That's fine.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so Gopika Mataji.
Hare Krishna, we can't hear you. Can you please ask your question?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes.
Dhanat Pranam Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I have a small request. I'm a student in college and we have Bhakti Yoga Club here. But due to COVID, you know, activities aren't happening great. So I was wondering if you could give us any advice to inspire your college students to get involved in activities.
Which kind of activities?
Like any bhakti activities, because we do like kirtan, we have reading books and yoga and all. But due to COVID, students seem to be very afraid. So I was wondering if you have any advice that we could do to inspire students.
Tell them when earning goes down, learning should go up. So during COVID, earning has gone down. So learning should go up. In this way, some of the speakers who can connect to the youth, some classes can be organized. Like we have Radhika Raman Prabhu in the West and Amarendra Prabhu. Some of the sannyasis are very good, like Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj. So we can request some of the these speakers who can connect with the youth. And then, of course, something can happen. Why not?
Okay.
So you're saying people get impressed by being good examples also. In case when they see that, okay, there are people who are doing some this bhakti hearing. So they would also come. We can also put some kind of temptation. That all those who come for the class would give pizza, would give some noodles, something like that.
Okay.
Okay, so now we have Shantanu. The last question is coming from Shantanu.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, general pranam. Yes, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, I want to ask that how to attend your classes at daily online and Zoom, and so how to get associated with devotees, that we should chant many rounds, and we should Prabhu very anxiety during conscious while chanting. I want to ask that how to attend the classes of yours, Prabhu. I am not getting of your classes, Prabhu.
So, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, he wants to know how to attend your classes.
My classes, currently you are attending my class. So like who am attending my class? And some of the classes, when they happen, they get recorded and somebody posts them on YouTube. Then you can listen to those classes. So, like that.
And he's asking about attentive chanting also, Prabhuji.
Attentive chanting.
Yeah, how to do chanting attentively. Yeah.
Okay. So you can do, in case you are getting distracted by sleep, so I would say take proper rest, take some proper vitamins and minerals also, take water as well. That will also help you. And in case you're feeling sleepy, stand and chant. In case you're still feeling sleepy, walk and chant, and do some physical exercise as well. That would also help you. And do not chant with eyes closed. Otherwise, you will sleep. Don't have your eyes completely open. Then you'll get distracted. So have your eyes half open. Sit straight. That's also very important. Don't have this curvature. Not inside curvature, not outside curvature. Neither concave nor convex. So sit straight. That's also very important while chanting. You can have Hare Krishna Mahamantra card before you. Chanting early in the morning is best. Afternoon and evenings are full of distraction. So early morning chanting is best. Chant with devotees if possible. In fact, there can be some online devotees coming on Zoom and then you are chanting. That also is very, very good. You can also remember some of the glories of the holy name in between chanting. So as you can stay connected with the chanting. Otherwise, it becomes very monotonous, dry, mechanistic kind of chanting, because there is no glories of the holy name in between, embedded with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that can also happen. So if you do this, So Bhakti Sangha, everyday chanting is happening. So you can join them. So Raj Prabhu is advising. So on Ekadashi, that's 64 rounds. All the best. Yeah. Okay, so I think we are done with all the questions.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful, valuable time and association. So we expect your association even in future. So devotees will pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpatra prasit chukasimote evitya patita nam pavaneti vaishnavetya namana. Ananta koti vaishnav vrindi ki jai. Grandraj shumat bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. His way samang lila Prabhuji.
Jai.
Glory to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you, everyone.